This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday brought his call for support against Russia to Japan at the Group of Seven summit in Hiroshima. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Leaders of the G7, that's the U.S., Japan, Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Canada, are grappling with the challenges posed by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which Moscow calls a special military operation. There are also tensions with China, notably over economic security and self-ruled Taiwan. Worried by the outsized role China now plays in supply chains, the G7 issued a communique that set out a common strategy towards future dealings with the world's second largest economy. It called on Beijing to press Russia to, quote, stop its military aggression and immediately, completely, and unconditionally withdraw its troops from Ukraine.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The head of the Russian private army, Wagner, claims his forces control of the city of Bakhmut after the longest and most grinding battle of the Russia-Ukraine war, but Ukrainian defense officials have denied it. In a video posted on Telegram, Wagner head Yevgeny Prigozhin said the city came under complete Russian control at about midday Saturday. He spoke flanked by about half a dozen fighters with ruined buildings in the background and explosions heard in the distance. Firefighters evacuated stranded residents from flooded homes on Saturday in Italy's flood-hit Emilia-Romagna region. Torrential rains devastated eastern parts of the region, killing 14 people, causing billions of euros worth of damage and hitting agriculture particularly hard. Around 36,000 people were forced to leave their homes, and many of those who remained in flooded areas are without electricity. This is VOA News.